Stern Show.
Okay, so Franco, actually, we just made... Have you seen the movie The Room? Not Room, but The Room?
Yes, Tommy, no, The Room.
The Room is
The Room
is considered like one of the worst movies
ever. Yes, exactly.
Made.
Right. Yeah, so we made a movie about the making of that movie, which is going to come out in December, I think, called The Disaster Artist. And Franco...
James Franco
directed the movie The Disaster Artist.
Right.
In the movie The Disaster Artist, he plays Tommy Wiseau, the director of The Room, the movie we are showing the making of in The Disaster Artist. Tommy Wiseau is from like Eastern Europe. He says he's from New Orleans, but he's not. And he has, he's crazy looking. He has very long hair. He's kind of has had some work done maybe. And like, so Franco, he's a very thick kind of European accent like this. Franco directed the movie. I was an actor in the movie and I produced the movie. Franco directed the whole movie in character as Tommy Wiseau, wearing prosthetic makeup.
Is that necessary?
I have no fucking clue.
Were you like freaking out that he was in character? Like you the couldn't first, say to him, hey, James or hey, Franco.
The first 2 days of filming, I could not even talk to him because every time he talked to me, I would like break in hysterics and just be like, dude, like I can't fucking deal with this shit right now. Like this is just too much. Like it's just too much. Like I can't deal with it.
And like, you've known that guy forever, yeah, so it's kind of weird.
Like, don't come to me trying to have like a normal fucking conversation in like a crazy accent wearing like a fucking wig.
And what did he do when you said that? Did he end the conversation?
He'd be like, you get used to it. Don't worry. You get used to it.
He wasn't breaking.
No, and what's true is, what's funny is he was right. And like, in like 2 days, I like was completely desensitized to it. And I would just be like, hey, Franco, like, what did you do last night? Oh, not much. I go have dinner.
But you called him Franco. You didn't, you did not start.
I would call him Franco and not Tommy, but he would refer to himself as Tommy.
And did he ever say to you, please start calling me Tommy?
No. And that's like, so it wasn't like full on, like I could call him Franco and I could talk to him about Franco things. Like I could say like, hey, remember when we did this? And he'd be like, oh yes, this was fun. But he would talk about it.
He would talk about it like that. Like, the
he would use the voice and the character of the, and it was one of, and there are scenes in the movie where he's directing the movie and in real life, he's directing the movie in character. And I was like, this is the weirdest shit.
I was going to ask you about that movie because there were trailers for it on the web and stuff. And then they pulled them all, and like I thought, well, maybe the movie's never coming out.
No, it was sold to A24, so they, they're going to do the marketing and promotion for it. We premiered it at South by Southwest, and it got like very well received. Like it's a very, it's kind of like a weird cross between like Boogie Nights and like Ed Wood.
The Howard Stern Show.